Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. Today, I want to take you, my friends, on a trip from Palm Springs to Montecito with a stop in West Hollywood. Yes, I know, it's been raining cats and dogs, but nothing will rain on our parade if we take art as our guide. Last time I visited Palm Springs Art Museum, 2 years ago, they had an excellent exhibition of early works by Richard Diebenkorn, The Berkeley Years. I returned there a week ago to see another exhibition equally full of surprises, A Passionate Eye, the Weiner Family Collection. There are roughly 60 sculptures and paintings by major 20th century artists, including multiple sculptures by Pablo Picasso, Henry Moore, Marino Marini, and Jacques Lipschitz, as well as individual knockouts by Amedeo Modigliani, Isamu Noguchi, Aristide Maillol, and Giacomo Manzo. According to the museum press release, the Weiner Family Collection, with its singular emphasis on great sculpture, is one of the most important collections of modern art ever assembled in the Southwest. For more than four decades, museum visitors could see parts of this collection either as gifts to the museum or as long-term loans. As a result, this collection has become a fundamental part of Palm Springs Art Museum's identity. This exhibition, along with its scholarly catalog and video, introduces visitors to Ted Weiner, a self-made oil magnate who discovered modern art midway through life and, with very little formal education, became a highly knowledgeable collector. This past Sunday, I dropped by MoCA, Pacific Design Center in West Hollywood, to see the exhibition by influential Venezuelan artist Magdalena Fernandez. My esteemed colleague, Hunter Drahayovsky-Phipp, in her report a few weeks ago, gave an excellent review of this exhibition. Sunday was its last day, and I was happy to have caught Fernandez's 6 highly theatrical videos. But my favorite was a site-specific light installation in the staircase, a rather challenging and difficult space to work with. Hats off to the artist and to the exhibition curator, Alma Ruiz, for a job well done. Reporting all these years on the art and culture in Southern California, I was not expecting to discover the existence of an art museum in Montecito that I never heard of before. But here we go. I got an email a couple of days ago about Westmont Ridley Tree Museum of Art regarding its upcoming exhibition Barbizon, Realism and Impressionism in France, which consists of 2 dozen paintings by such masters as Eugène Bodin, Berthe Morisot, Gustave Courbet, Theodore Rousseau, and Henri Matisse, among others. Take a look on our website at a few of these paintings, and I bet you will salivate as much as I am in anticipation of this exhibition, which opens on January 14th. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.